Blog Talk Radio.
But that day is great, for there is none like it. None. The one to speak great words to get shot way will be invited. The wicked will be convicted. Soon they will face their sentence. The righteous won't leave upon the job. Elect known as the remnant. Put the blade up to the children of Lucifer. Cool and top. Take their lights out their bodies like I'm trying to squeeze juice from them. Full of nooses of you to know they take it from we. The dance they love the ones to get the stone. Happy is he. The great fall of Babylon is the song we will sing. But with some light, Solomon with the heart of the king, the mighty Yahweh is my bow on my sling. His holy words like fire, the false empire falls like great Goliath. Righteous is my attire, full in the wild, just like we camping. All of my companions are those who keep commandments of the Almighty. When we exit, no looking back. Here with the righteous gone, please tell me who's in the gap. City where they would dwell. We always sense the shepherd where people corrupted themselves. When we have books, but we don't read them. Speaking this broken English, talking against the teachers. We learned the ways of the heathens. After that, we don't fail too short. Isaiah 53:1. Please tell me who I believe I report. That we serve the mighty Yahweh and no God can compete. The one that tortures us, the slave, will lift the dust off our feet. They stand in opposition when we just be giving this speech. We are just niggas according to a history teach. They say, but what about Kemet? Teach about Kemet. But woe to the rebellious who want us to turn to Egypt. They abhor what we be speaking, cause it's not what Edom teaches. Give them that raw reality, doubted like Joseph dreaming. The righteous get the throne, while the wicked rules is wrong. Say I keep a little way, the Gentiles will drop me home. Bones hurting, third verse from God's servant. Went through the gravel and grit for my soul to become perfect. Without the praises of Yah, it's darkness and hearses. And we get scattered as people and have ignored his curses. Return back to our Abba, the chains of bondage bursting. And with this more than this fire, he judging all the earthlings. The wicked purge, violent judgment for all who's hating. The rest will make it, seeking our holy Yah and David, which is the king. No need for me to vote for a thing. These nations will kiss on the sun, so why don't need a ring, unless it's filled with commandments of mighty Elohim. His yellow beam will cross over the four river streams. Is it a dream, reality, for one I'm seen? And all false idols, they will perish under the heaven seen. Return, no Jacob, from all the lies they made up. For all of it is vanity, only you to enslave us. You are that righteous branch that Yahweh yelling to raise up. Losing 400 years, so now it's time to wake up. Time to seek out light, it's darkness that we forsaken. Today we were revive us. Third day we are awakened, taking everything back from nations who were just hating. Claiming that they Yehuda will admit they were just faking. Crossing valleys and hills, destroyed but now revealed. Order is now restored. From our stripes, we now are healed. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. And welcome to the Wake Up Jacob radio show. I am More Isha from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio. And we are introducing a new program to our weekly teachings on the first day today, Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., entitled The Wake Up Jacob Radio Show. We praise the mighty Yahweh for giving us the spirit, the inspiration, in the breath of life to be able to bring to you this program. I would like to praise the mighty Yah for all of my fellow teachers who will be joining us on this program throughout the weeks. My own teacher, More Isha, More Naphtali, and More Obadiah will be joining us throughout these weeks also to include their wisdom on the Wake Up Jacob radio show. But me, More Isha, will be bringing you this show in this teaching from the House of Israel of Cincinnati every first day at 5 p.m. The Almighty has deemed it very necessary that we come to his people and the world with the message and the intent to do his work to wake up Jacob. And why? Well, let me show you. And first, who is Yahweh? Since we are the servants of Yahweh, and we are sent by Yahweh, and we are raised up by Yahweh, and ordained by Yahweh to teach his word. Who is Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the one who sees all. Yahweh has seen and knows everything that is happening to the children of Israel. Everything that has happened, everything that is happening, and everything that will ever happen to the children of Israel, Yahweh has spoken about in his holy book called the Holy Scriptures, which you know as the Old Testament. And yes, call your brothers, your sisters, your friends, your co-workers, your hangout buddies, your pals. Call your ministers. Call your teachers. Call your mentors. Call your mentees. Call your wife, your husband, everybody that you want to hear the words of Yah so they can know who we are. The point of this program is to wake up Yahweh's lost sheep. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, it says in Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, in the fourth verse, In those days and in that time, saith Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. Going and weeping they shall go, and seek Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion, with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves unto Yahweh in a perpetual covenant that shall not be broken. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. Their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh. The inhabitants, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. So the children of Israel are lost, been lost, and still lost. And Yahweh has ordained that you should be woken up now. It is time to wake up. If you look in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, I'll show you a little bit more of the reasoning of why we are bringing you this message on this day at this time. It's in the book of Isaiah, 49th chapter. We'll begin reading at the first verse, where it reads, listen, O isles, unto me. That means isles means lands. Listen, O lands, or isles, unto me. And hearken, ye people from far. Yahweh hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. And he said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my Elohim. And now, saith Yahweh, that formed me from the womb, to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered. This is the work of Israel. Yahweh formed Israel from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. This is the work. This is the purpose of this program. It is our mission to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to preserve or to restore the preserved of Israel. Because we have a bigger job to do, and that is to be the light to the whole world, the salvation to all the ends of the earth. Again, you'll see what Yahweh has spoken in the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter. all to the intent to let Israel know it is time to wake up. And in Jeremiah, the third chapter, verse 12 reads, "Go proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou, O backsliding Israel, saith Yahweh, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, saith Yah, and I will not keep my anger forever." We've been in captivity for hundreds of years, and Yahweh is letting us know, and he's letting his prophets know, that we must say, return, O backsliding Israel, saith Yahweh, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith Yah, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Yahweh thy Elohim, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith Yahweh. Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yahweh, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. For the Most High is letting us know it's time to raise on up. It's time to wake up so you can be delivered. Yahweh has inspired the house of Israel of Cincinnati through the leadership of Moray Ishaya Israel to bring the word of Yahweh every day. As long as we have the opportunity to speak the word of Yah, we have to do it in the most magnified way possible. We have to increase our work to the mighty Yah, and part of doing that is coming to the world, coming to the children of Israel via internet, on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Facebook, so that you may hear Yah's words in whatever other mediums the Creator will allow us, we will go. And in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the first verse, it reads, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised or the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money." This is what Yahweh will do. He needs you to wake up. If you called by him, wake up. And last scripture about why we are bringing this program to you now. It is no matter of coincidence and happenstance that the Almighty has inspired us to bring you this message. To wake up, his servant, in the third year, in the third month, because he's speaking of his servant. Yahweh has a servant. in the third order represents his servants. And on the first day, because this is the day where light was made, and light must be given. And the word of Yah is light. And who else should be receiving Yah's word but his servant? And in the book of Malachi, the third chapter, look what Yahweh says in the sixth verse. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Yahweh don't change, which means Jacob has not been consumed. But first we must know, who is Jacob? Many people claim the rights to the covenant of the Almighty that he made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But who is Jacob? Where does Jacob come from? Why is Jacob important? Let me show you the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And also, before we move any further, we also like to let everyone that is listening, everyone that is joining us in our internet audience through Facebook, through YouTube, through Blog Talk Radio, that on this program, on this day, we will open the floor for questions and comments in the last 20 to 30 minutes of our program, which means every first day of the week, you can call in on Blog Talk Radio, which the number is 347-838-8963. And when you call, it'll ask you to press the number 1 if you would like to make a comment, and we will get to your comment or question. You can also type your questions through YouTube and Facebook, and we will read your questions and comments, because the point of our program is to wake up Jacob. And how can we do that if we're not able to hear your questions? If we're not able to hear your comments that might need to be edified? How do we know you don't have something to say to edify Jacob? Yes, you can tell your ministers to call in. I encourage you to tell the ministers to call in and explain themselves. Make it very clear why they teach what they teach. Because we want to wake up Jacob. And why? Because we need to gather ourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. We need to do this. And we don't want to do it in disunity. We want to do it in unity. So if you know any ministers of any faith that has Jacob in their grasp, encourage them to call in, and we will take their call, or we'll listen or read their questions or comments, so that we can be edified and that we may even have the opportunity to edify you. Every first day, the last 20 to 30 minutes of our broadcast, you will be able to ask your questions. Again, the Blog Talk number is 347-838-8963. Now, who is Jacob? In Isaiah 42, we'll begin reading. Sorry, Isaiah 41. We'll begin reading in the 8th verse. And it reads, "But thou, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." This is who Jacob is. He's Israel, the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham, the friend of Yahweh. This is who he is. He's not just some person that decided to call himself whatever. Jacob is a real person. And Yahweh explained who he is. He said, "Israel, you're my servant. Jacob is who you are, whom I have chosen." He chose Jacob and changed his name to Israel. And the seed of Abraham. Jacob is the seed of Abraham. And Abraham was Yahweh's friend. So, why are we coming to the world today saying, "Wake up, Jacob"? Because Jacob is the black man and woman in America, in Jamaica, in the Barbados, South America, and all the other lands throughout the world in which we have been scattered to. But here in Babylon is Jacob, the one they've been shooting in the streets, the ones they've been rolling up in gym mats and beating to death and emptying their organs out of their bodies and stuffing their bodies with newspaper, the ones they shot down in the front of the store markets for selling CDs or selling cigarettes, the ones that they pulled over and took to the jailhouse and hung to death and lied and said that she committed suicide, the ones that they ran up in their own house and shot them and claimed that they thought they were selling drugs in their own house, the ones that they've been hanging on trees all throughout the South and the North, the ones that they've been carting off into the jailhouses and prison houses for no good reason at all, the ones who they've enticed and tricked and coerced and manipulated and forced to kill their own babies in their womb, the ones who would have been experimenting on with every disease they can find possible, they experiment on them, the ones that they put on the front lines of every war they fought, the ones who they allow to be oppressed, who they put in project buildings that stand 200 to 300 and 400 feet high. And they have thousands of them living in the same building, in the same complex, stacked on top of each other and beside one another. The ones who they experiment with food poisons and chemicals in your food and in your drinks and in your water and in your toothpaste. The ones they exploit. This is Jacob. This is you. And you are Israel. Jacob, who Yahweh has chosen, seed of Abraham, Yahweh's friend. And who is the seed of Abraham? If you go to the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, which will also give you insight into knowing and into understanding why this is also the time Yahweh has chosen to bring forth this message. I am a student of the great Moray, Elisha Yisrael, who passed 6 years ago. He taught me Yahweh's laws, statutes, and judgments. He showed me the word of Yah, and he taught me how to teach the word of Yahweh, and he made me a teacher. And he was Yahweh's servant and Yahweh's messenger. And he was the most sharpest servant of Yah I've witnessed. And Yahweh inspired him and filled him with the spirit of wisdom and understanding and knowledge to go throughout all the deceptions that clinged on to our people, especially the deception of the New Testament and the deceptions of the Quran and the deceptions of the world's religions. Yahweh endowed him with the spirit to break down every one of them and to raise Yahweh's word through his word, the Holy Scriptures, and show that there is no book, that there is no counsel, there is no wisdom, there is no counsel, there is no knowledge against Yahweh. And Yahweh had this man teach me and many others, every teacher that teaches here at the House of Israel of Cincinnati was taught by Moray Elisha directly. And Yahweh gave him that wisdom to set the crooked things straight. And blessed be the mighty Yah that has also encouraged us and endowed us with this spirit to do the same as his servant Moray Elisha did. And so, you're going to see why this is the time for us to continue to magnify and to exalt the words of Yahweh above all the nations, above all the philosophies, above all the ideologies. Here in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, "And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed," didn't Yahweh say that Jacob is the seed of Abraham? And here it is, Yahweh is speaking unto the seed of Abraham, stating to the seed, saying about the seed of Abraham, "Thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs." America does not belong to Jacob. This is not the land of Yaakov. This is not the land of Israel. This is not the land of Yasharon. This is not the land of Yasharaal. This is not the land of Israel. However you want to pronounce your name, America is not your land. You'll be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And ye shall serve them as we have been. And in addition to serving, not either or, but in addition to serving this land, they shall afflict you or afflict them 400 years. And also the nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Letting you know what? Letting you know that this land that we're in for 400 years, time is coming to a close. And Yahweh spoke of you in the beginning. And if you haven't heard from our teachings so far, we brought out immediately as it came to our knowledge, which was as soon as it happened. As soon as the decree went forth, we spoke on it. And the decree was where it came from, the capital of this land, a law ratified by the king of Babylon, the president of the United States. They decreed that the year 2019, starting in July until July 2020, will be a year to commemorate 400 years of African American history in America. 400 years of the first black man and woman stepping foot on the shores of America. 400 years of history in America. And why 400 years? Where else do you read, do you hear, do you see, do you know of anyone speaking about 400 years of any black people? Well, only in the Holy Scriptures. When Yahweh told Abram what would befall the people. And you, the seed of Abraham, Jacob, the chosen of Yahweh, Israel, his servant, we are these people. The 400 years is pertaining to us. And yes, this year will mark the beginning of the end of the 400 years in America. And Yahweh said, that nation that they serve will he judge. And afterward, they will come out with great substance. Israel, we're going home. And this is why Yahweh has ordained for us to bring you the message to wake up, because he is coming to redeem you. Look what he said about it in the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter. In the 14th verse. Where it reads, therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth, that brought you up, brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But Yahweh liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land, and that I gave unto their fathers. See, the Almighty is coming to get us out of this land. And who is he coming to get? Jacob. And you are Jacob. Now, I know that you've been taught some very perverse things. But the point of this program is to wake you up from these lies. Let me show you this scripture, and then I'm going to show you one of the great lies that you've been taught. In the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first verse, it says, arise. That means get up. You've been down. It's time to arise, shine, because you've been dark. You've been dim. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. You don't think light is coming? When Yahweh has brought us to bring you the word of Yah on the first day when he made light, to bring it to Jacob so you can wake up and stop living in this dark path. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to take the blinders off of your eyes. You know that that idol on your wall, that porcelain makeshift of a deity on your wall, that picture on the walls of the churches, these crosses and these rocks and these stones and these pictures and these trees and these stumps, they're not delivering you. They haven't delivered you. They're not saving you, haven't saved you, and they're not giving you anything to fight against your enemies. And you know it. And you ask yourself, why isn't Christ coming to get me? Why hasn't he saved me? Why are my people in so much disarray and confusion? Why is there so much turmoil in my family? Why is there so much destruction in my community? Why is there so much disease? Why are our children going missing? Why do they keep on murdering us? And you know Christ ain't came off that picture on that wall and did anything. You know Muhammad ain't teach you any good thing to get you out of this situation. Yet, you keep on going back to this place of darkness because you haven't heard Yahweh yet. Well, hear him now. He told you to arise, shine. Your light has come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and it has. And gross darkness, the people, and we are in gross darkness. But Yahweh shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Don't you understand that Jacob must wake up first? Israel must be restored first, and then your light will shine to the Gentiles, to the various nations that haven't heard the word of Yah. But it's time for Jacob to get up now. And I know you've been taught that Jacob and Israel is someone else. The New Testament will teach you that the promise was given to the Gentiles. And now you become part of Abraham's promise if you believe in the Christ. Brothers and sisters, that is a lie. There is nowhere in the Holy Scriptures where Yahweh told you to believe in some man so that you can become part of Abraham's promise. And he especially didn't mention that to his own seed, who he already gave the covenant to. You're not a Christian. A Christian is a religion, a made-up concept to worship a made-up thing. There is no truth in the book of the New Testament that will save you. You've also been told that Jacob, Israel, is the people, or are the people, that you know to be called the Jewish people. The word Jewish denotes that they not Israel. They're like a Jew. And a real Jew is Yehuda, because that's where they get the word Jew from. Judah. Yehuda. Then they called it the land of Judea. And then they put a J where the Y was and they called it Judea. And then they said, oh, those are the Jews. But the people that are the true Jews is Jacob, not the so-called Jewish man. Isn't he the one that you've been learning about Hebrew from? Isn't he the one that you've been learning about a Hebrew calendar from? Isn't he the one that you've been learning about Hebrew culture from? Isn't he the one that told you you need to wear a dusty black suit with a dusty black boiler hat? Isn't he the one that told you you have to eat your cheese and your meat completely separately? That you can't even have your cheese and your meat in the same refrigerator? Isn't he the one that told you the day begins in the nighttime? Isn't he the one that told you a year begins in the winter? Isn't he the one that told you you can't even mention the name of Yahweh? Well, why is he the one that told you all of these things? If you go to the book of Psalms, the 83rd division, you'll see why. And then I'm going to also show you where he prophesies that this man, the so-called Jewish man, will even think to take hold of your very own inheritance. In the book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter, the fourth verse says, they have said, or the third verse, they have taken crafty counsel. The difference between Yahweh, when he says they, and other people say they, Yahweh is going to tell you who they are. Other people, they'll just say they, and you don't know who they is. But we're going to find out who they is today. They have taken crafty counsel against our people. They have consulted against our hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, and this is who they are. Verse 6, the first, and Yahweh does things in a certain order. If he's mentioning them first, that's because they're chief. That's because they're top. That's because they're the leader in this council, in this confederacy to destroy you. And they are the tabernacles, the houses, the places, the tabernacles of Edom. Who is Edom? Go to the book of Malachi, the first chapter. The tabernacles of Edom. We'll talk about the other players in this confederacy, but right now, let's look at the first one, the main one, the chief one, the top one, the tabernacles, the houses of Edom. And in Malachi, the first chapter, the first verse, It says, burden of the word of Yahweh to Yisrael by Malachi. And as you're learning the word of Yah, waking up to his truth, you're going to learn that you'll never read in the Quran the burden of the word of Yahweh. You'll never read in the New Testament, thus saith Yahweh. You'll never see in any of these books, Yahweh spoke to me. Yahweh's spirit was on me. Yahweh was on me with a strong hand. Yahweh told me to write in a book. Never will you see this, but here in the Holy Scriptures. The burden of the word of Yahweh unto Malachi. Verse 2. I have loved you, saith Yahweh. Yet ye say, wherein have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? And that's exactly who Edom is. Edom is the children of Esau. And why did he call him Edom? Because he was red all over. Esau's Jacob's brother, saith Yahweh. Yet I love Jacob. This is who Jacob is. You're beloved of the Most High. But you keep on worrying about Esau, the so-called Jewish man. And verse 3 says, And I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Yeah, Yahweh loves Jacob, and he hates Esau. Verse 4, whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return as they did, and build the desolate places. Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh hath indignation forever. And that's exactly what Yahweh keeps on doing. Having the Palestinians bomb the stinking mess out of the borders of Esau. And look in the book of Ezekiel, the 35th chapter, just to show you what Esau is doing and how you know this so-called Jewish man is not true Jacob, true Israel. In the book of Ezekiel, the 35th chapter, it says in verse 3, in verse 2, son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, which is a major mountain in the land of Esau, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am Yahweh. Because thou hast, now this is what Yahweh is doing this for, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity. You want to know who's behind these murders and these destructions? It's your own people, Esau, your own brother, your own cousin, your own uncle, Esau. And Yahweh said, this is a terrible thing. He's against Esau because of his evil toward the children of Israel. To force the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Therefore, as I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. You want to know why Hitler decided to murder millions of Jews? Because Yahweh ordained it. Since thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passes out and him that returneth. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men in thy hills and in the valleys and in the rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. I will make thee perpetual desolations, and thy city shall not return, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. And then look what he says, that Esau said, because thou, verse 10, hast said, look what he said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas Yahweh was there. Don't you understand? They conspired to own your land. And how can they own your land without perpetuating the fraud that they are Jacob? Well, no. They're not Jacob. They're not Jacob at all. They're Esau. They're Edom. Look what Yahweh said about this in the book of Obadiah. There's only one chapter of Obadiah. So we're going to go, and it's after the book of Amos, and it's before the book of Jonah. The book of Obadiah. And I want to show you what Yahweh said. It says in verse 11. Well, let me start at verse 10. For violence against thy brother Jacob shall shame cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem. And what is Yahweh letting you know? There came a time that the nations round about, the foreigners, they cast lots against Jerusalem. They wanted to say, oh, we're going to take this land. We're going to take this great, luxurious, and glorious land for ourselves. As they have, and he's talking to Esau, he's saying in that time when they said, let's remove them out of their land, let's put them in captivity, let's erase their name. At that time, Esau, even thou was one of them. You was one of them. But you should not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither should you have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither should you have spoken proudly in the day of distress. You should not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, you should not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither should you have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither should you have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. You want to know who stole your identity? It's your brother, Esau, Edom. But ain't he the one that taught you what day begins at night? Ain't he the one that taught you you cannot say Yahweh's name? Ain't he the one that taught you a year begins in the winter? Ain't he the one that taught you that you gotta wear funny hats and separate your cheese from your meat and all the other horrible statutes that they teach? Yet Yahweh said this man has been after your inheritance from day one. Jacob is not the Jewish man. And then, if you go back to Psalms 83, where we was looking at who has done these things. Psalms 83, verse 6 says, the tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab. And who are the Ishmaelites? Ishmael. The children of Ishmael. And who is Ishmael? Abraham's son. From his wife Hagar. And why? Because the Ishmaelites, they got jealous too. But you have the Ishmaelites teaching Islam and trying to say that now the religion is perfected. That's what it says in the Quran. Believe us in the second surah. It says, now is your religion made perfect with Islam. And that's a big bowl of nonsense. The Quran allows you to eat swine where Yahweh doesn't. The Quran allows you to eat blood and Yahweh doesn't. The Quran allows you to eat rats just like the New Testament. The Quran allows you to eat cats just like the New Testament. The Quran allows you to eat dogs just like the New Testament. The Quran allows you to eat snakes and frogs just like the New Testament. The Quran allows you to eat snails just like the New Testament. The Quran allows you to eat eels and crocodiles and alligators and horses and camels just like the New Testament. But Yahweh, he said, don't do these things. Ishmael, these so-called Muslims, and their teachings, they've tried to take you away from being knowing who you are. And take your inheritance. And one of the teachers that came out of this Islamic ideology, they said, Jacob is Yaqub. And this is taught in the Nation of Islam. And this is a prevalent teaching that goes out. Jacob is Yaqub, some big-eared white man. Yaqub, who they say is the maker and the creator of the devil. Yaqub. No, that's not who Jacob is. Just because they done said his name a little funny, his name is pronounced Yaakov in Hebrew, and now they're going to call him Yaqub and say that he made the white man and grafted the white man. And this is who Jacob is. No, this is a fairy tale, and this is mythology, and it's nowhere supported. Not even in the Quran is it supported, and it's definitely not supported in the Holy Scriptures. But who is Jacob? Well, let me show you. And we will be taking your questions and your comments in a few more minutes. But who is Jacob? Look in the book of Daniel. I'm sorry, the book of Song of Solomon. The first chapter. Song of Solomon was written by Solomon. And let's see how they looked at themselves. Song of Solomon, the first chapter, verse 5, it says, I am black and beautiful, O ye daughters of Jerusalem. As the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon, I am black. I know they've been trying to get off with showing you a tan-colored prince of Egypt, a rusty, dusty-colored Moses in these movies. But, no, Israel is black. Jacob is black. Let me show you what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. the 20th verse. It says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of my daughter, of my people, I am hurt. I am black. Yeah, I'm black. Can't y'all see it? We are black people. What is wrong with them? Why do they hate themselves? I'm black. Astonishment is taking hold of me. You out here trying to bleach your skin, trying to be like them and be like them. But Jacob is a black man and woman. Look in the book of Daniel. The 7th chapter, the 9th verse, where it reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. His garment was white as snow, not his skin. His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. I ain't never seen a child of Japhet or a European with pure wool for hair. I've only seen dark skin, people of a dark hue, black people with woolly hair. How did his angels look in Daniel the 10th chapter in the 5th verse? Then I lifted up mine eyes, and I looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. His body was like the beryl. And if you look up beryl, it's dark. His face was as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color of burnished or polished brass, dark. That polished in some of y'all books, you look it up, it means burnished. Why did they want to take out burnished? Because burnt brass ain't just brown. Burnished brass is black. Yahweh is black. His angels was black, and his people are black. You think he's not going to make sure you know that? Your ancestors. Miriam, let's see if she was missing color in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, the 6th verse, where it reads, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision and a dream, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. In the similitude of Yah shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant? And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. Now, she couldn't have been white before. She had to be dark skinned, because it wouldn't be no thing. Look what Aaron said. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my master, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly, wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one of the dead, whose flesh is half consumed when they cometh out of their mother's womb. Yes, we were not and we are not a people that are bright or white skin. We are black. Because Yahweh is black. His angels are black. And his people are black with woolly hair. Jacob is the man and woman that has been in captivity for 400 years, the seed of Abraham. Jacob is the man and woman that has been taken away from their land through the act of captivity. Jacob is the people whom the other nations have attempted to lie and say that they are Israel. Jacob is the one who Yahweh came to and said it is time to wake up. And here is the last scripture before I go to our listening audience. In the book of Hosea, the 6th chapter. You need to listen very closely, because we here at the House of Israel teach that Yahweh has order. And he does. He has made ordinances. And this order is by his word. And there are numerical values attached to his order. And these numbers denote different things, because they came attached to his signs. Just like the number 3 represents Yahweh's servant, Yahweh's messenger on earth. And whenever you see these 3s, you're going to see something attached to the servant of Yah. As I said, we came to you today in the 3rd year, in the 3rd month, and now we're going to look in the 6th chapter, where it says in Hosea chapter 6, "Come and let us return unto Yah, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the 3rd day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know Yahweh. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Hallelujah. In this 3rd day, he is going and he is raising you up. It's time for Jacob to wake up. And we will present to you every 1st day how you must wake up. We're not going to let any stone be unturned or anything be hid behind the corners. We will deal with every topic necessary to drag you out of the darkness and bring you into the light, including if anyone has any questions at this time. You can ask them right now if you have any questions. As I said, we have a phone line available for you to call. And the number is 347-838-8963. And when you call in, you press the number 1, and we will patch you in. And you can ask your question. You can make your comment. Because maybe you have something amazing to bring forth to teach us and to show Jacob who they are. Or maybe you have a question that needs to be answered, and we must give you that answer and also still help raise up Jacob. So if there are any questions, please present them today. And as I said, even though those of you that have been listening to our programs Monday through Friday and also on the Sabbath day, many of you that already know who you are, many of you that already hear the word of Yah and understand, you know people that don't. Many of you are constantly talking to people. And a lot of times during our weekly broadcast, we're dealing with intricate and deep topics that you might need prior knowledge to deal with. And we have allotted this day for you to tell your friends, your family, those that are seeking, those that might not even know, to listen to us today, to gather themselves together and hear this today and ask your questions. You want to know why we don't serve the Christ of the New Testament? You want to know why we don't adhere to the teachings of Islam or the Buddhist or the Confucianist or the Taoist or the Hindus or the teachings of Egypt or Kemet or the Netu Netter or whatever you want to say? You want to know why we don't adhere to the Orishas? You want to know why we don't teach Santa Maria? You want to know why we don't go by the Mayans religion? You want to know why we don't deal with the spiritual realm teachings? Or you want to know why we're not dealing with Gaia? You want to know why we're not dealing with the Norwegians and the various things that are in the world? If you think that is the truth, you can bring that to us today, on this day, every first day, and we will set these crooked things straight. You want to know how you can go to your family and bring this word of Yah to them? Then yes, bring your questions. Bring your comments. Now I'm going to check our board to see if there are any comments or questions. Not so far. But yes, many of you encourage people to hear this word. Encourage your people to find out. And while we have a few more minutes left, because I know today is our first program, many of the people that are listening already are aware of Yahweh. And even if you know Yahweh and you have a question about anything in the Torah, in the Holy Scriptures, ask your questions. Because not only are we to wake up Jacob, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, but we are also commissioned to restore the reserve of Israel. And you might know you're Israel, but you need restoration. This is why also Yahweh inspired the great late Moray Elisha to bring forth a monumental occasion, which is called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, which is held 3 times a year in various cities in the United States and even abroad. And, of course, this year, which is our 26th year of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, we are holding this conference in Jackson, Mississippi, July 18th through the 21st. We encourage all those that want to come hear the word of Yah and become restored in the word of Yah to gather yourselves together in Jackson, Mississippi. On our website, you can get the information. The website is worldgatheringisrael.org. You can get the information for the hotel and the stay. It's the Residence Inn by Marriott in Ridgeland, Mississippi. And the hotel rate is just $99 a night, July 18th through the 21st. We will be discussing some very important topics. One of the topics are because Yehuda will be saved first. What will be Yehuda's impact on world events? How will this affect the world? Us being delivered first. Also, what is Yehuda's impact on the economic landscape of the world? We are told by Yah that we will come out with great substance, how will we receive our reparations? Very important topics that we will be discussing at this conference that we encourage you to come out. People want to know how we're going to deal with and prepare for Jacob's trouble. Well, this is directly connected to that time, because we are going to be delivered, and it is going to be a time of trouble, and we are going to receive our reparations. And Yahweh has it mapped out, planned out, etched out, sketched out, drawn out, painted out. And all we got to do is search it out. But if there are any other questions that anybody has, you can ask them at this time. And also, I'd like to also mention again that we here at the House of Israel Cincinnati accept all your opinions. We want to hear them, because there's not any wisdom, nor counsel, nor knowledge against Yahweh. And we come in the name of Yahweh, and we encourage you to bring your strong reasons every first day on the Wake Up Jacob radio show. And let me show you one more scripture, since we have some people that are shy, but it's okay. The longer we're here, the more comfortable you'll become, and you'll ask your questions. But in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, Yahweh wants Jacob to hear this. Did I say 43? I meant 44. In Isaiah 44, Yahweh wants you to know, once you become inspired to acknowledge him, you're going to acknowledge yourself. Yahweh says in verse 44, in chapter 44, verse 1, "Yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant." And again, that's who you are, black man and woman. You're not America's fall boy. You're the servant of Yah. We are Yahweh's children. And we're going to get deeper and deeper into why we are the children of Yah. "But you are Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. I fear not, O Jacob, my servant." And he said it twice so you can know, so it can be established. Jacob, you the servant of Yahweh. That's who Jacob is. Why you think Yahweh attached his name unto him? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my servant, and Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and roots and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am Yah's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob. See, once you done recognize the Most High, you done woke up, you're going to say, yeah, I'm Jacob. And another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh, and surname himself by the name of Yisrael. And that is what we are here to do, brothers and sisters. Remove the cloak from your eyes. For as has been said many times, you've been bamboozled, you've been hoodwinked, into thinking that you are less, but you are in fact the greatest treasure on earth and in the entire world. You are Jacob, the children of Israel, Yahweh's servant, Yahweh's seed, Yahweh's children, Yahweh's holy people, Yahweh's kingdom of priests, Yahweh's battle axe, and Yahweh's weapon of war, Yahweh's gates, and you are Yahweh's praise, and most important, you are the glory of Yah. That's who Jacob is. And we will continue to teach you this great message every first day here on the Wake Up Jacob radio show. I've been honored to bring this word to you. Again, I'm Morey Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. And until tomorrow, when Nothing But the Truth airs at 7 p.m., hosted by Morey Ishaya, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Hallelujah and shalom.
I knew you was weakened. They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you. They'll lock us down in the precincts. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back. Still hang from the trees, that was just recent. Baby pillars our land, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they can. You cheating, said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I got a prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. The deep sacrifice is the time of feasting. Yahakol, loose thy chains, it's time for releasing. Loose thy chains, it's time for releasing.
Now Zion.